This is Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out. I'm speaking with entertainment attorney and film producer Larry Simpson of Larry Simpson Productions. He is the brains behind the upcoming workshop on screenwriting called Screenwriters in the Sky. That is a joint venture among Telluride TV, the AHA School for the Arts, the Wilkinson Public Library, and Larry Simpson Productions. Thanks for joining me, Larry.
Thanks, Susan, for having me.
You're welcome. So let's sort of establish your background. Since Screenwriters in the Sky provides a path to the industry, which is, I guess, Hollywood shorthand for describing itself, folks here might be interested in knowing a bit of your story, your path to success. I'm curious, did film interest you as a young man, or did that interest evolve? I know you hold a degree in molecular biology and a law degree, so how does all that come together? Could you tell your tale?
Sure, that is an unusual path to the entertainment business, but I was always interested in film, and as was my brother growing up. But after college in Oregon, my brother chose to seek out the entertainment industry, and I chose to go to law school. When I graduated from law school, I had a really big choice because I had a degree in molecular biology, and I could get into the businesses like Genentech and things like that because there were very few lawyers with an interest in the sciences. On the other hand, I had a chance to get involved with the film business because my brother was involved. And it took us, my wife and I, several years to decide. We finally decided, made the choice. I entered the entertainment business by getting a job as an in-house lawyer for TriStar Pictures, and from there moved on to a boutique entertainment law firm where we represented writers, directors, producers, major people in the business in Los Angeles. So I kind of got in it a little differently than most, but what this conference is really about is to provide, number one, information about the structure of Hollywood so that writers in particular for this first conference and workshop, so writers in particular kind of know where they fit in to the studio system, the agent system, the producers and the directors, and where they all fit in the business and how it works. So what we've done is put together a group of working professionals from Hollywood, a pretty high-powered entertainment lawyer, Tom Hunter, to speak about the legal aspects, a young working writer who writes more in the horror genre and really edgy things that we thought would be really interesting for new and young writers. And then we're bringing in an agent, so they'll have a chance to see how that system works. And then lastly, we have someone who's written a book about, and I believe it's called The Script Doctor. So he's a man who's studied film structure and screenplay structures, and he can give advice about how to guide young writers, young students, or even experienced ones, to put their stories in a better format.
Wonderful. I'd like to go back a little bit to Larry Simpson Productions.
Sure.
And you've got a lot of exciting projects on the docket. Are screenplays the best way to get your attention? Is that how that happens?
Well,
And if yes, how many cross your desk over the course of a week or a month?
Yeah, that's really a good question. Just to relay an old story from Hollywood about how to break into the entertainment business, it's pretty much universally agreed among people that are working in the business that, and are seeing a lot of young people trying to get into the business, that creating your own original material or material based on some underlying work that you buy the rights to, but to write your own screenplay is probably, it's not easy, but it's probably the simplest and cleanest way to get into the industry. In other words, if you write something that's good, it will get discovered, and it'll get you a door into the business, and then from there it just depends on your talent. When I was practicing in Los Angeles, being an entertainment attorney, normally screenplays wouldn't come over my desk. They would go to the agent's desk, and that's something we'll talk about in the conference. And then later when I was producing, you could get as many screenplays as you could possibly read. So the real issue there is weeding out the projects that are not worth your time to read, and that amounts to mostly probably 90% of them. There's a legal issue having to do with that. Producers can't receive unsolicited material from writers. They have to receive the material through either through a lawyer or through an agent that represents the talent. So it's not a problem about how many you get. It's a problem of keeping them away from you.
Okay.
That's kind of a catch-22, I know, but that's kind of the way it is.
So let's say I'm a screenwriter, and let's say I've got a hot script, and okay, and I understand the ropes. I've got to have that script presented to you vis-a-vis a lawyer or my agent. But
correct.
Let's assume I've managed to reach your desk
right. With
this property. What do you look for in a script once it's been vetted somewhat?
Right. If it's been vetted through the process, an agent or attorney's looked at it, more than likely it's going to be in this structure that we're going to talk about at the workshop. It's going to look like a duck, walk like a duck, you know, and talk like a duck. And it has to be in this particular format. It sounds a little weird, but it has to be before anyone will spend any time reading it. So normally what would happen would be, if I was interested in the title or the concept or a three-line description of what the story is about, as a part of my development team, we'd have someone provide coverage for that screenplay. In other words, I have some young professionals who read the screenplays, and they write a three-page summary and a recommendation of what they think about it before I even look at the project. And then I'll read that coverage, and then depending on what that coverage says, then I'll either get into reading it or not. So most projects, most scripts go through that process. So by the time someone who has the ability to either put it at a studio and get it produced or bring in independent money or whatever, the screenplay's been, there's been coverage written on it, so everybody kind of knows what it's about.
Okay. And are you the sort of court of last response in a way? I mean, it's your decision then what gets produced.
It's my decision what I take on to attempt to get produced. Because recall, well, you don't recall because I haven't explained how the workshop works, but the studio is really the bank. They're the ones with the money. And short of independent money and your uncle's, you know, $100,000, the studios finance the movie. So it's my relationship or any producer's relationship with a studio who can put together the entire team to make the movie. I mean, that's their role, and they finance it. So I'm the last word in terms of what I want to be involved with. Whether we can actually get that through the system is a whole other story.
Thank you. Now let's talk about a different path.
Sure.
The one that led you to Telluride. And please describe your community involvement in terms of the nonprofits you support, such as AHA and Telluride TV.
Right. My wife and I got involved with Telluride, I guess maybe 15 or 18 years ago. I was practicing law in L.A., and I had a client, a filmmaker, who had a movie in the Telluride Film Festival. It was called The Making of Apocalypse Now. So Les Mayfield and George Sloom were the two producers. They asked me to come with them to the event. I hadn't been to Telluride before. I came. I'd grown up in Alaska in the mountains, so this was an environment that made me, you know, salivate. And my wife grew up in Portland, Oregon, and she spent a lot of time in the mountains. So it was a place that caught our attention through that venue, the film festival. We kept visiting for years and then finally got to a place where we were looking for property. We got property. We ended up building a house and ultimately moved here. But my involvement with the community in the nonprofits has usually been related somehow to the arts, whether it's the AHA school and then in particular, you know, screenwriting or painting or whatever it is. I'm involved with that in the community. The only thing I've really done outside of that with my involvement was I was on the committee that reviewed the aspect of the management program for the Valley Floor after it was condemned and purchased. So I also like the out of doors. We spend a lot of time out there, and I was involved with that. So. But the other nonprofits is the Telluride Nordic Association. I've been the past president of that to provide skiing for the community. So we like to be involved with those select things that really, you know, rattle our cage.
Okay. And I want to drill down and focus on one of the nonprofits you're deeply involved with, which is Telluride TV.
Uh-huh.
What role do you see for this emerging, it's or re-emerging, let's say, Telluride TV, and intensive such as Screenwriters in the Sky in helping aspiring young filmmakers realize their dreams And another way of asking that question is, do you see Telluride as potentially being an incubator for screenplays and other career paths in the film industry through an entity like Telluride TV?
Yes, and absolutely. That's really why I got involved with Telluride TV, and I guess we're going to see them, as you phrased it, reemerging. They've been around a while. Plum TV is gone, as you know.
Right.
Telluride TV has acquired a lot of equipment that they lacked in the past. They've brought on an advisory board, Jeff Price, who's a screenwriter from Hollywood, wrote Roger Rabbit, and some other people in the business to help them put together a comprehensive program for the community, you know, hoping to get high school level and above involved with the creative process in the entertainment business, whether it's TV or film or writing. And I think that's one of the major focuses, to let the spirit and the kind of the entrepreneurial creative sense of the community find a venue. And I think it's going to, you know, I think it's going to grow and be really quite good.
I think we should leave on that high note. This is Susan Vibrock, Telluride Inside and Out. I've been speaking with Larry Simpson, as mentioned before. Larry Simpson Productions, the AHA School for the Arts, the Wilkinson Public Library, and Telluride TV are co-producing an upcoming screenwriters event. It's in the fall, September 21st through September 23rd. For details, call the AHA School or go to Telluride TV's website and sign up. Larry, thanks for taking the time out of your day to join me.
Oh, Susan, thank you very much for having me, and hope to see you at the workshop.
You will. Thank you.
Thank you.